The 18th day of the blessed month of Amshir, the departure of St. Meletius the Confessor, Patriarch of Antioch. On this day, in the year 381 AD, the Patriarch of Antioch, St. Meletius the Confessor, departed. He was consecrated a bishop for Sebaste in the year 357 AD. He left it because of the rudeness and harshness of its people, and he lived in solitude nearby the city of Halab in Syria. In the year 360, he was chosen patriarch for Antioch. He was firm in resisting the Arians. When Emperor Constantius, who was Arian, heard that, he had him exiled in the same year as his enthronement. The bishop, priest, and people convened and wrote to the emperor asking for the return of their patriarch Meletius. When the emperor responded to the people's request and brought back St. Meletius in the year 362, Meletius did not cease resisting the Arians, and he persisted in teaching the people the true Orthodox faith according to the faith of the Council of Nicaea. Therefore, the emperor exiled him again. In exile, all the exiled Orthodox faithful gathered around him, encouraging and supporting each other, and he sent to his flock pastoral epistles to confirm them in the Orthodox faith. Meletius remained in exile for many years until he returned to Antioch in the year 378 AD. He attended the Universal Council of Constantinople in the year 381, and when he finished his good endeavor, he departed in peace. St. John Chrysostom praised St. Meletius, declaring his greatness and stature for what he had suffered from exile and humiliation for the sake of the Orthodox faith. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day was the consecration of the Church of St. Paul the Simple, one of the disciples of the great saint, Anba Antonius, father of all monks. Paul, also known as Bullus, was a simple farmer from the city of Atif. He got married when he was advanced in age to a young girl. One day he went home and found his wife in sin, and he left the house and went to St. Anba Antonius to be a monk under his guidance and become his pupil. Anba Antonius tried to dissuade him from his determination for his old age and the difficulties of the path of monasticism. But when St. Antonius saw his firm determination, he tested him with difficult examinations and hard tests that he successfully passed them all. When St. Antonius saw the perseverance of St. Paul, he accepted him, and he instructed Paul to establish for himself a cell nearby St. Antonius, and St. Paul lived close to him as an obedient disciple in spite of his old age. Because of the simplicity of St. Paul's asceticism and struggle, God granted him the gift of casting out evil spirits and revealing the thoughts of men. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.